Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the end of an era last night, Kennedy. The end of an era.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
What?
It's over.
What's over?
It's over.
What?
Barrett trick-or-treating for Halloween.
Dude, the fact that you got him out this year, honestly, I truly thought this was the year. I think Dan and I both asked you on separate days if this was the end of it. Would you mean trick-or-treating in general or just with you as a family?
No, I just think it's over.
Because boys go out and do stuff together on, Halloween night or whatever.
It's over. There was a fight.
A fight?
Yeah.
What about?
It was just awful.
How old is he now?
13. He'll be 14 in 20 days.
Yeah, so he's almost 14. Yeah, it's a miracle you got him out this year.
I know, same. So was it a fight because you guys wanted to go together as a family? Did he want to go out with his friends? Did he not want to wear what you want him to wear? Like, what happened?
Were you cramping his style?
Yeah, what happened, buddy?
He would not make a choice for his costume.
Okay.
He was just very, lackadaisical, laissez-faire about the whole thing.
Sure.
And at some point he said he was going to go as peanut butter and jelly. We bought peanut butter and jelly last year.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So I think he and Lana went as peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. So and run it back.
So Lana was like, hey, I'm going to go as, I think she went as the Glinda the Good Witch.
Yeah.
Cisco went as one of the characters from The Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh.
I was going to do my own thing, either the Western Cowboy, or I had another idea I was going to do.
Uh-huh.
And so when I
so
get
it wasn't a family thing.
No, not doing a family
gotcha.
Thing. And he's like, he and his friend Jake, who have been trick-or-treating together since they were like 2 or 3, are going to go as peanut butter and jelly.
Okay. Solved.
So when I get home last night at 5, he's like, yeah, Jake's at school and he's not going to be home till like 6:30. And we're like, trick-or-treating is going to be over. It's going to be done. Like at 5:30 is when they have a big thing in Charlestown.
Oh, that's right. I forget you guys have.
So there's the wizard and there's a live band and there's a parade. There's like 5,000 kids. It's incredible. The police block off the streets.
Yes.
It's a big block party. It's the second biggest party of the year next to Bunker Hill Day.
Right.
And we're like, that'll all be like, we'll miss all of that. And I said, so he's going to dress up. He's like, oh no, he's wearing something different. I was like, so what? You're just going to go as peanut butter? Just like a slab of bread with
some
no jelly?
Like peanut butter sandwiches.
He's like, yeah.
I do.
And I was like, it just infuriates me that you have just been blowing this off. And like, here we are. I was like, if you don't want to go trick or treating, let's not go. He's like, no, I want to go. I was like, no, you really don't. If you really wanted to go, you would have put in the effort for the costume. It's okay. You don't have to go. We'll sit here or we'll just go see our friends.
You guys were already all dressed up.
Not dressed.
Okay.
And so he's like, no, I want to go. But you could just see it in his shoulders and his face.
Right. Well, he probably knew you guys were excited about going.
Well, no.
He didn't want to be that guy.
I think he was bummed about Jake being stuck at school late. And so he couldn't hang with Jake.
And had to go with you.
When I was like,
lame.
I'll wear jelly if you want. And he didn't like that idea. And I said, all right. I said, and I just started racking my brain. And we're like kind of chirping at each other. Lana's trying to mediate between the two of us. And I said, I have an idea. How about I have this old DJ equipment. This really small piece of equipment. I will hook we'll make you a portable DJ. I have a small speaker. It'll play music. We have some headphones and we can, you'll be a portable DJ. You will bring the party to the party.
That is a very cool last minute costume.
Right? Cause I was like, I got these straps. Like we can wrap it around your neck. I've seen this done before and I have this small setup. And he's like, I don't know. Sounds heavy.
Buddy, this is 14.
And I just looked at him, and I looked at Lana, and I looked at him, and I looked at Lana, and I just went and got a beer and sat down on the couch and turned on the baseball game
there
that
you
I
go.
Didn't watch yesterday.
Self-care is the best care, Carson.
You do whatever you want to do. I'm going to sit here and watch the Dodgers win the World Series for a few minutes. And so off he goes. Lana has a conversation. Now Lana's like, you can't, you know, she's trying to talk me off the ledge. And I said, it's fine. I've changed my mind. So he has now come back downstairs. I was like, you know what? I don't even want to be your jelly. You be your peanut butter. I don't even want to be your jelly.
You just be a dry mouth sandwich by yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to go as a golfer. I had all of my stuff, a golf glove, like, you know, I'll bring a club, just something simple. I'm going to go as a golfer. And he's like, well, that's a great idea. I'm going to do that. And I'm like,
because they're clothes he already has and he doesn't feel like he's dressing up a little bit and probably it feels a little more normal and stuff like that.
And I'm like, well, then what am I going to dress up as?
Why can't you be both?
I have this great idea for a portable DJ.
Not to mention, if he wanted to dress like you, buddy, this is probably the last time that'll ever happen. You should have said, yes, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, your whole story is just, I have a 14-year-old.
Yes.
Really? Thank God she's not a girl.
And so he walked with us. We walked over to the monument. Of course, now we've kind of waited for Jake. It's now 6:00. By the time we get to the monument, parade's gone, party's gone, band is wrapping up. Most of the candy bars are gone.
Too bad there's no portable DJ to bring the music.
Could have brought this thing right back.
Like Dan says.
I guess we're round two.
He begrudgingly hung out around us for about, you know, 15, 20 minutes or so. And then as soon as Jake got close to the neighborhood, I was like, do you want to walk back to Jake's house and just meet him there? And then you can trick or treat with him. He's like, yes. Yeah. So it was gone. We didn't see him again until 9:00. We ordered them pizzas. Although he did come home with a pretty good haul of candy. He and Jake both came home with pillowcases of candy. How much do you think he got in candy, in pounds and ounces?
So, but just so I'm clear, you were suggesting that the only people that hand out candy are at the Bunker Hill, whatever it is,
yes,
and
yeah.
Houses don't.
Yeah, it's
so they had to make some money moves there.
They did. They had to work for it. Yep. Yeah, they did.
I don't know. Am I asking in pounds? Am I asking
pounds.
Number?
Pounds.
I'm sorry. You weighed it?
Yes. Lana went and got to scale when they got home.
Did they bring a pillowcase out?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
5 pounds.
Oh, I was...
5 pounds.
I'm going to go 5 too.
Yeah. Bear came home with 12.8 pounds of candy. And Jake had 11.4. It was unbelievable. That's like a baby. That's 6 months old.
And yet there's nothing on the table here for
because
the grown-ups.
He took it and hid it when he went to bed. He gave me a Twix bar.
You didn't take it away from him? And
a mini Twix bar.
It's called dad tax.
I'm confused. You didn't just take the bag and say you can have it tomorrow?
After everything we went through to get to that?
Regardless of it all, just...
I created a costume out of thin air and then a second costume out of thin air. And what I got was one single mini Twix.
Well, but you're the parent. You could have said the whole bag will be taken and I will dole it out to you as I see
fit. No, he fought me over. We got into a wrestling match.
And? Who pays the rent, son? Come on, that's what you say all the time. Getting weak over here.
I am getting weak. It's 14.
So basically he sat up there all night eating candy.
Happy Halloween.
Well.
May the odds be ever in your favor, everybody.
It's a safe space for you to vent.
Anytime. You're welcome here.
I just got a text from Barrett. Hey, good morning. Could you put some money on my debit card? It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.